I'm sure everybody now knows about the possible demise of that great store HMV, which has been going so, I believe, since about the early 1920s, his master's voice, as it was known back then. And there's the threat, obviously, that 4,000 jobs could go. The administrators have been called in. All, or at least some of the shops may well be saved, but who knows where that's going to be. But it's another one of those blows, A, to the high street generally, B, to shopping, the old ways of shopping, and also to the music industry, because apparently HMV still account for something like over 30% of all sales of all music in the UK. Now, that's quite a big chunk that could potentially disappear. And lots of people have been talking about this, obviously I'm doing so now, and I've read several things and heard people talking about this, people who know about these things from business points of views or from music point of views, or even from a consumer point of view. And one of the things that struck me about this is that it just shows how the new world is taking over from the old world. We've seen lots of other chains, there's tens, I don't know, loads of people that have gone under over the last few, even the last few weeks. Obviously HMV, we had Comet, we had Jessops, we've had Blacks, we've had Woolworths, we've had loads and loads of companies that have gone to the wall over the past few years, but certainly over the last couple of years in this latest sort of depression, leaving big holes in the high street. And a lot of it, obviously, is to do with the internet. And one of the aspects of this, and something that I've just seen someone else mention, is the fact that when people do things on the internet, the big internet stores, Amazon being the big one, but there are others as well, and even Apple or something like that, with the way that they do things, although they obviously have got physical shops as well, is that these people generally don't have to pay the extortionate rents that a lot of people do now. I don't think people realise how much it can cost to actually put a shop on the high street, especially in some of the big shopping centres that are around. If you haven't got those overheads, that's a big chunk that you haven't got money, that you haven't got to find. And that means that you can undercut the high street shops and you can do things. You haven't got the premises. Yes, you've got to have the storerooms and everything like that, but everybody else has to, and HMV still has to have that network of the CDs and storage areas and people delivering things. That hasn't gone away. And also there's the business about tax. Now, I don't want to go into this because obviously people like Amazon, and we've mentioned Starbucks and people like that, aren't actually doing anything wrong. The system is wrong. The system needs to be changed to stop this sort of thing happening. If the government or anybody else are interested in actually preserving high streets, shops themselves, and obviously all the associated jobs that go with them, they need to do something about it, and they need to start changing laws, whether it be in Europe or across the world or just locally as well, and encourage the rents, etc., to go down. But the other thing is that it's also a lot of these people, they've living in an old-fashioned way. All these shops, as I said, HMV started in the 1920s, and Woolworths started, you know, probably before that, and all these other companies have been going for a long time, and have a shop in a high street, and we all know you get bland high streets, it's the same sort of shops in every single one, and therein lies part of the problem. Because of the way that the internet's come along and changed shopping completely, it's changed our lives completely, and it's changed the way that we do just about everything nowadays. And therein, as I said, lies the problem, is that these HMV stores, etc., are still doing things the old way and expecting to be doing things the old way. Yes, they've changed their ways slightly, but I've been into our local HMV store a couple of times, literally in the last few days, and it's been busy both times. But something else I've just read is that you can't always find what you want in there, because they diversified. Instead of just being about music, they've now started having to start still selling games and computer equipment and headphones and books and magazines and that type of thing. Therefore, they haven't got the room to put everything like they used to have. It used to be the case you could go in there and find just about anything, like an old-fashioned record store, which are still available. The independents are still there and probably doing quite well out of all this, but still struggling. And once again, there's a problem, because online, as we all know, you can find just about everything. You click on Amazon or even on iTunes or something, if you want a piece of music, generally you can find it if the band has allowed it to be released, and most of them have now, and the record companies have followed suit, because that's the way that things are going. Businesses need to change, and they need to change the ways that they operate as well. And that's something else that I heard today, that in some ways this might not be a bad thing, because it might force people to rethink what they're doing and actually come back stronger, smaller maybe, and more of a niche market, but stronger in the long term. And this also applies to bands and music as well. The music industry was the first that was affected, really, with Napster and everything, with the digitization of, you know, MP3s and all of that's coming. And that's another issue, is that a lot of these people, a lot of these companies, just haven't seen the writing on the wall, and they haven't changed the way that they do things. And everybody has to, bands, etc. as well. Even a young start band that are starting up, the traditional ways of doing things are still there to an extent, but things have changed, whether it be your social networking, the way that you do gigs, the way that you promote yourself, the way that you sell your music. You have to rethink everything. The old-fashioned model is still there, and record companies are still living by it, and it works for some people. But for other people, you have to rethink these things and do things completely different. Think outside the box, call it whatever you want. And rethink the whole way of life, the whole way of business. As I said before, music is a business, whether you like it or not. And people need to start realising that. It's a hard way of finding out when all these places start disappearing and the holes start appearing in the high street and all those old stores that you used to go to. You know, the nostalgia sort of thing kicks in. Oh, it's not like it used to be. The world isn't like what it used to be, and we can't pretend that it is like it used to be. It isn't. It's changing, and it will change even more. And things, I think, will become more specialised. They will become more niche markets, and that's something that bands are doing. Bands can survive now if they do things correctly. It might not be the great amount of money that they used to make, and that's the way with shops. A lot of shops that survive now are local stores. They're niche type of stores because they serve a purpose. They serve a need. They serve a little part of the community. In a small shop, they stock exactly what people want. They don't try and oversell themselves. They don't put in too much stock generally, and you know, and try and cover all the bases. They cover one or two bases rather than HMV, which tries to stock everything but ends up stocking just about nothing. So there you are, more life lessons to be learnt. And as I've heard Robert Peston on the radio this morning talking about this and saying this might not be a bad thing in the end. It's a harsh bit of advice there, but ultimately things may well turn around. So think about it that way. You know, the survival of the fittest, it's not necessarily the way to have a shop in every high street like you used to. Think differently, maybe even think smaller, think locally as well, and who knows where it might be end up in the future. And as I said, that works for musicians and local bands and everything as well. You have to think differently nowadays. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks to Tom. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.